Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning are three guests from out of town who are here for the Island Institute Tidelines Ferry Tour. Michelle Fung is here. She's visiting from Hong Kong. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chantal Bilodeau. Did I get that right? Chantal is originally from Montreal and now lives in New Jersey. And Allison Warden is here.
Allison. Good morning.
And Allison is from the exotic community of Anchorage, yes. Alaska. Good morning. And the Island Institute Tidelines Ferry Tour is, I guess, going to be heading out Sunday, and you all are going to be cruising around to nine different communities in Southeast Alaska. And Michelle, how did you hear about this?
Well, last year in Hong Kong, I was looking up a whole bunch of residencies in the States, and this was one that really caught my attention, first of all because of the theme, climate change, and second of all, one of my ongoing future projects is to write a script of this world of 2084 that would weave the geopolitical maps of the future. And I don't know any writers in my social circle. So I thought, hey, if I go to Island Institute, I can meet all sorts of cool writers.
All right. But and explain to me again what kind of artist you are. You are a drawing-based artist, but you have this kind of multidisciplinary approach, right?
So I say I have a drawing-based practice, but that also means installation, performances, and script writing. And I think the medium should not be what determines a piece of work. It should be the idea, and whatever medium that fits best, we should go for it.
Okay. And you're hoping to connect with writers.
Well, I just connected with one, Chantal, right here.
I know you guys have been taking selfies all morning. I think it's funny.
We're so cute.
That your art and my art kind of have similarities. Chantal, how did you hear about the Island Institute Tidelines Ferry Tour?
Something was posted somewhere, I can't remember exactly, and because the focus was on climate change, I thought this would be the perfect residency for me to apply to. I'm working on a series of plays, eight plays, about the social and ecological changes that are taking place in the countries of the Arctic. And the first two plays, one is set in Canada, the second one is set in Norway. And so the third one, is going to serve as research for the third one, which is going to be set in Alaska.
Okay. So you're actually going to be cruising around and sort of taking note of the communities and the environment of this part of the world.
Yeah, and asking people what they're noticing and how they're adapting to their changes and what's scary and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Allison.
Yes.
How did you find out about the Tidelines?
Another, there's a posting also, and I was approached by Peter because of my work. Mm-hmm. Thought he would be a good fit.
And what is your work?
Well, I'm a musician, and that's separate. And then I also do installation work, installation art, and I'm a writer also.
Okay. And do you have any goal in mind? By cruising around Southeast Alaska, have you been down in this part of the state much?
Yes, I graduated from high school in Juneau, Douglas High School. So a long time ago, I traveled quite a bit through this area. So I'm excited to revisit the communities and touch base with people and see what they think about climate and how it's changing in their land. I know the berries are getting bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and coming sooner.
Yeah, and lots of things are sort of changing. People in Sitka even noticed that spring has arrived even 1 or 2 weeks early.
Yeah, it feels like spring right now.
Yeah, it definitely does. Just turned April, but March was feeling spring-like even back in February.
Oh, so, wow.
I wanted to sort of talk to you, I guess, on just a little deeper level about your work and climate and culture, because as a news reporter, I find that science and politics aren't quite doing it. I mean, what are your expectations for art in sort of communicating what's happening? Because, I mean, we're running out of ways to kind of express this message. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's not being, you know, communicated effectively by other disciplines. I just wonder what you think about that. Do you think art can really make a difference?
I think the magic of the arts is that it taps into your emotions instead of into your logics. For example, over the past 2 days, I did 2 workshops with some kids in Sitka, and in the workshop, we weaved together this world of 2084, and they were totally into it. So in the workshop, they were designing that world, and oh my God, these kids, they thought of things I could never have thought of. So I think once you open that, you tap into that inner emotions, kids, adults can respond to it without, oh, this is not in line with my religion, this is not in line with my culture. I think art is a common denominator that could do that.
Chantal, do you see it that way also?
Yeah, I do. And I also think the arts are a way to talk about this very complicated subject, taking a step back from all the politics. And it's a way for people to engage with, the problem more immediate and more local, so people have a better way of relating to it.
Okay. Allison?
I think the arts is a great way to break down barriers and to open yourself, you know, to different perspectives. Sometimes people can be stuck or feel overwhelmed, and the arts can help you find a way out and a way forward to dealing with complex issues such as climate change.
Yeah. It's interesting sort of all the directions you can go. I like how, Michelle, something totally unexpected you encountered in your work with kids, and is the objective of the Tidelines Ferry Tour not to just is it to just take in, is it to observe, or do you actually want to communicate something to the people you interact with? Is it a one way thing, or is it a exchange?
I definitely think it's two ways. For example, yesterday I did a workshop at the CS school, and the teachers were very happy with what I shared, but I totally feel like I got more than what I gave. So I gave them what I had, but they gave me so much more. So it's definitely two ways.
Yeah, I feel that a lot hanging out with kids, tell you the truth. Yeah. Some practical things. You all are going to be at a kickoff event tonight at the Island Institute.
There's ice cream.
an ice cream social. It's part of the art walk, which is happening all across downtown Sitka tonight. The Island Institute is at 304 Baranoff Street, which is just by Market Center. And so if you're headed out that way, you can stop in. And at 7:30, between 7:30 and 9 tonight, there's going to be a performance. And I wondered if you could just give us a little insight into what the performance will be.
For me, it will be an excerpt of something I've written.
So a reading?
A reading, and then just a little bit of talking about my work in general.
Okay.
Some storytelling and music from myself.
And you've been kind of cryptic, Allison. Do you play an instrument, or do you sing?
I'm a rapper.
Okay.
And then I also am part of a band that I rap and sing with. But the band's not here, so don't get too excited about the band tonight. Okay.
A solo rap. And
yeah.
Michelle?
Well, I kept referring to my futuristic world, so tonight I will share what that world actually is.
Okay. And you're going to unveil it in words or in pictures?
You will see pictures and moving pictures too.
Okay. So that's 7:30 to 9, but you can stop by earlier and just have ice cream at the Island Institute when you're out enjoying art tonight. The Tidelines Ferry Tour kicks off Sunday at noon. You'll be heading to Wrangell. There will be 2 events in each town, a performance, then this conversation about culture and climate. And just a heads up for folks in CAKE, the Tidelines Ferry Tour will be there on April 9th and 10th. And if you'd like to get in touch with these folks, you can email Peter at the Island Institute. His email address is peter@iialaska.org. That's peter@iialaska.org. Or just Google Island Institute Alaska, and you can connect that way. You can also call the office here in Sitka at 747-3794. That went fast. Our 10 minutes is up. I encourage people listening to come out and meet you all tonight and jump in your selfies with you. And
Snapchat.
Peter, how long is this whole tour?
We'll be wrapping up in Anchorage at the end of April.
Okay, yeah. So the Tidelines ferry tour will basically be a month, and you'll end up in Anchorage in Allison's hometown. And it sounds like a really interesting project. Sitkin textile artist Terry Rothkar is going to be joining you guys, I guess, mid-cruise, as is Heather Powell, who's going to be bringing two students from the Hoonah City Schools. So that should be fun. Michelle Fung, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Rob.
Michelle is an artist, has a drawing-based art practice. She's from Hong Kong. Chantal Bilodeau, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Chantal is visiting from, originally from Montreal, now lives in New Jersey. She's a playwright. Allison Warden is from Anchorage. Thanks, Allison, for coming in. And time now is 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've been listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.